First of all, my dad didn't let me play football until I was a junior. And the year that he let me play football, I got kicked in practice one night, and I got osteomyelitis in my left leg. And it looked like he was right in not letting me play. But anyway, it cleared up, and I played my junior and senior years and in football. But I was never as good. I was never very big. I only weighed when I came to the Yankees in 1951, my first bubblegum card, I only was 5'10 and 165. So I wasn't big enough to play football. I could outrun everybody, but that was about it. In fact, Oklahoma University had me to come down to look at me and a friend of mine named Bill Mosley that was in high school with me. We went down and rode around the campus. Darryl Royal carried us around the campus, and I never will forget, I met him about, 10 or 12 years later. I went over to I live in Dallas, Texas now, and I went over to Fort Worth to see the Texas University play the Horned Frogs at TCU, and met Darryl again, and I said, and he introduced me to him, and I said, "Well, Darryl, I've met you before. You don't remember that?" I said, "In 1951, you drove me around the. I mean, 1948 and 49, you drove me around the campus of Oklahoma University." And he said, "Well, hell, you wasn't Mickey Mantle then, but anyway, It was really quite a shock. I never was as good at football or basketball as I was baseball. I was a baseball player from the word go. The other things were just, because they were in season.